Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Hello and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epteen, and you are here for a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact Podcast. Let's dive in. Today, I have decided through a moment of contemplation in the restroom before we got started, I have decided that for me today, a meditation on bondage and releasing bondage and breaking old bonds to toxic things would be just a really great way to move, celebrate the end of the week and move in to, you know, the next few days with some more energy and passion. So let's do that. Okay. So today, like I said, we're going to do the mindful meditation. So please feel free to continue to listen to this if you're operating machinery, but don't close your eyes, right? Let's make sure that we're safe and that we can get through this together in a more, you know, healthy and relaxed and stress-free way. So take a moment, and if you are aware, you can take your shoes off. Go ahead and take your shoes off. If you've got socks on, take those off too. Talk about getting rid of bondage. I can't stand socks. Take those socks off. Get your toes grounded on the floor and start feeling your toes moving all around. Spread them apart and pull them in. Spread them apart and pull them in. And just rub those feet back and forth on the floor so that you can feel rooted and grounded in place. And then we're going to take some real deep breaths, okay? Inhale. One, two, three, hold, let it out, three, two, one. All right, let's do about two more really, 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 really deep breaths. Hold it and exhale. Last one, real, real deep breath. I want you to feel all of that oxygen spreading all the way out to your fingertips and deep into your toes, and then releasing it back into the world. All right. Now just notice your center. Notice your center. Okay. As you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you start to notice your body, and really get in every fiber of your body. And you're starting to relax and be able to focus on you. I'd like for you to bring to the surface something that has been holding you back and keeping you from putting your attention on the things that you value most. Okay? Those are the things that are binding you to the past. They're binding you to faulty narratives. They're binding you to negative core beliefs about self that are untrue. Find these frustrations, these irritants, these limiting beliefs. Okay? I just want you to settle on one of them. Okay? Let the most frustrating one rise to the surface. Okay? Something that's just like, I don't know why my attention is going here. Okay? And we're going to work to identify that, name it, and release it. Okay? So as you allow for some of these things to bubble to the surface, and you're able to capture one of them for today, I'd like for the other things to fall back down. Okay? Just give them a safe, comfortable place to reside until the next one needs to come to the surface to be effectively addressed. But just contain them. Allow them to fall back down, knowing that they'll get their turn. And let the one that needs to be acknowledged today rise up, rise up. And I'd like for you to hold it. Hold that irritant. Hold that limiting belief. Anything that is holding you in bondage. Okay? And in your mind's eye, I would like for you to envision it melting away. Or being released out into the world. It can be given back to where it originated from. It can be given back to a person, a place, or a thing. Okay? Given back with love and with kindness. Okay? But released. And I just want you to sit with that, acknowledge it. As old, acknowledge it as now toxic, acknowledge it as bondage, and release it. Release it. I want you to envision it going back out into the world. Okay? As it's going away, fading away, fading away. Can't really see it, out of sight. Couldn't get it back if you wanted to. Just completely disappearing into the void. I would like for you to breathe some deep breaths of relief. Okay? Breathe in that relief and exhale any remaining tension. Breathe in relief and newfound positive energy. Okay? Now, that you have released some bondage, let's breathe in something refreshing and energizing that allows you to really focus on what's most important to you today. Okay? You've released something that was unimportant and holding you back. Now let's bring in something positive, something that really gives you passion and purpose, okay, and drive and motivation. So identify that one thing, and I'd like for you to see it as a ball of really bright, beautiful light out in front of you. Close your eyes and see it. Close your eyes and see that bright ball of passion, energy, love, compassion, grace, whatever it is that you need to accept into your body, mind, and spirit. And with your deep breaths, draw it closer and closer. Deep breath in, it's coming into your body, and then release and relax into it. Breathe it in, and then release. Okay, any stress that's remaining, continue to bring in the positive energy. Okay? Accept it. Receive it. Feel it flowing through every single cell of your body. I want you to feel it going to your head, moving through your throat, filling your heart with passion and purpose and hope, filling your lungs, moving down into your stomach, and it's soothing and it's exciting at the same time. Wow. And then it's moving all the way down through your hips and your thighs and your knees. Feel that positive energy going through your arms and to your fingers, down through your toes, continuing to receive it, to accept it. And now noticing, as you can feel it in your body, and it's part of you now, it is part of you now, notice that you can't even really recall what was binding you before, okay? I just want you to accept that you can do this. Accept that you can alter your reality. Accept that you can pause and come back to yourself. And you can release, and you can breathe in, and you can have this. This is your choice, okay? And we are here to support all of your positive choices. We are here to give and breathe life into others so that you can do the same. Breathe life into yourself so that you can breathe life into others. Okay, now I want you to come back, and you're noticing that you're coming back into a space, you're feeling lighter, you're feeling vibrant, you're feeling that positive energy, and you feel completely released from what was holding you back this day and what was, you know, bringing negative energy, all right? It's all released, it's gone. So I really appreciate you being with us today for a bondage breaking meditation. And just know that you can come back to this. You can come back to this every single day. You can come back to this every single week. You can come back to this when you're feeling stuck, when you feel like, oh, there's a little nugget of something that's holding me back. Come back to this meditation and break that bondage. All right. Have a great rest of your week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.